thinking of buying or selling a house or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network. Title, Eric Bloomstrad and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions. You can also hit us up at that number. If you have any real estate needs at the end of the show, check us out at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. Also, we have our great publications under the publications links, the Smart Home Buyer, the Smart Seller, the Bricks Report Guide, and yeah, check out the searching tools as well. It's a wonderful tool there. Today, we are going to be talking about how to market a home today. First, I would like to introduce Ben Greilinger. Thank you for coming in.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
So, Ben, you know, what's kind of sparked me wanting to talk about this was I was driving along and I heard a commercial for some real estate company talking about how you don't need to spend as much as a homeowner today to list your home for reduced commissions because realtors spend less money because all they need to do is put it online now. And my stomach just churned because it's you know, trying to prey on people who don't really know any better and don't know how marketing today is so much different. You know, it used to be you'd put a home into the MLS book, you know.
Put a sign out front.
And some flyers and maybe do some mailers. You know, you might spend $100-$200 on the listing, you know. And now I think it's so much more in depth, and I actually think it's the online presence is even more important with all that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Definitely.
You know, I'm getting more buyers that like, you know, the floor plan to be on there, or to have those virtual tours available. Or maybe the dollhouse. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I will say the one thing I worry about, I mean, I think some of that is good, but I also think it can take away the experience of a house.
Yeah, it's definitely a different feel. I mean, overall, I like it, especially in this, you know, COVID times where you really want to make sure that you like the feel of a property before going into it, if it, you know, all the measurements look good and all that stuff. So you want to make sure it, you know, looks good before you check it out, and, you know, limiting the unnecessary showings is important. But it is obviously it's never the same as going to see it in person.
No. I mean, I think looking at the specifications and, you know, good on our MLS for, you know, requiring even more data on houses now,
mm-hmm.
you know, exactly, you know, what is the unfinished versus finished amount in a lower level? What is the, you know, finished amount on the upper? What is the garage, square footage, garage door height, and things like that? I think it is going to be very beneficial.
Yeah, it really tells the full picture of the home and, you know, maybe its potential if you're looking for something to add equity or, you know, add some more finished square feet. It's, you know, adding that more information is definitely better.
You know, the one I would like to see is like a checkbox if there's been a smoker in the house.
Yep.
Because, you know, I have clients that don't care at all whatsoever, but I definitely have clients that care a lot, and especially, you know, these days to limit those showings if that's going to be a deal breaker for the clients.
Yeah, I feel like that could definitely go in the disclosures. There's a lot of other things on there that, you know, are very important to a house, and I think smoking is definitely a very important thing.
I was in like one of the worst I'd ever seen about a week ago. It was bad.
Knocked you back a little bit.
Well, I smelled like a good pack of Marlboros coming out of there.
There's, boy.
Yeah. That stayed on the mask for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so I kind of wanted to break down what are the important things that you need to have for a proper presentation. Mm-hmm. And I think first and foremost is professional real estate photography.
Yeah.
Not professional photography. professional real estate photography. This is somebody who knows how to take pictures of a house, right?
Yeah.
Because I run across a lot of people that are, you know, claiming to be amateur photographers, and they have all these great pictures of their home and how they want to use them, and then they see what the professional real estate photographer has, and they're like, oh my goodness, I did not realize.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously the lenses are, you know, specific for capturing a room better. The technology of just kind of brightening it up in post-production to kind of bring out the certain colors and textures of a room better, you know, so like there's a lot more to it than just snapping some photos with a nicer camera.
Right, right. I mean, and yeah, the lighting is key. Yeah. The software. I mean, the software that they use to blend the photos. I mean, I know, you know, a lot of times they're taking 9 exposures and then blending them together to get the best lighting possible. So, yeah, professional photography is a must.
Yeah.
And so if your agent shows up with a camera and starts snapping away, I'd be asking some questions. Okay, virtual tours. I really do like the walkthrough. I think that's a nice feature, or the 3D where you can scan the room, you know, and so you're moving through the property and can kind of get an idea of the flow.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. I think that is where blueprints or dollhouse can kind of go wrong, is you're looking at it from a top down, not as you'll actually walk through the house.
Yeah.
Right? And so somebody could make a decision based on that and not... I mean, it's kind of like basing a decision on a vehicle purely on the specs, you know, certain specs, but you don't necessarily get the feel of how that vehicle drives, right?
Yeah, you know, and like, especially if you're, you know, if somebody's looking to buy a duplex or a multiplex, you know, property, a lot of times you can only see on a showing one unit.
Right.
It's really great, you know, for the marketing of those types of properties that you use, you know, virtual showing or, you know, kind of walkthroughs for those other units that, you know, maybe are off limits for the first showing, but they provide you that opportunity to at least see inside and get the feel for them. And
so drone video,
yeah,
I think can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. I think at the wrong angles for the wrong properties can make them feel very small.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of pictures of houses and it's the front photo is a drone photo, and it's just like, is that really the best angle for the architecture of that house?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, do I think they can be a huge asset when trying to describe an acreage property or a larger property to get an idea of you know, what's the lot like? It can be very beneficial. But I typically, you know, just a standard front photo is the best place to start, usually for a single family home. You know, maybe a kitchen or large living area for a condo or a townhouse.
Because, at the end of the day, somebody's going to be walking up to the house, so they want to see what that feels like, what that looks like. And a drone photo, up, you know, 20 feet up, shooting down, that was like, that's not a realistic perspective of how somebody's going to walk up to
no,
the house.
No,
it's
cool.
It's interesting, but it doesn't really help.
So when you have these different assets, the photos, the videos, the 3D tours, the drone footage, I do like floor plans, at least for getting an idea of where the layout is, but I think you need to know how to use them correctly and where to put them in a listing. But you really want to then take that. And yes, it's important to get it on the MLS, of course, but there's way more than just that. Social media is a huge key these days to getting attention on properties. And if you know how to use the Facebook Ads Manager combined with sites like Zillow or Trulia or, you know, whatever brokerage your agent has, their website as well, and combining those tools together, you can get a lot more eyeballs on the property than just throwing it on the MLS.
Yeah.
Right? That sometimes people don't think they have certain ideas of what they're looking for, but it's that, you know, scrolling across and coming across that beautiful garden or that really cool tour on Facebook. They see it, it catches their eye. People like looking at homes and getting it out in front of them where they're kind of forced to see it in the social media mm-hmm. platform. You're going to draw extra eyeballs. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dive into a little bit of the stats of what our market is currently doing. Hopefully you found some of these tips about how to market beneficial. We'll be right back. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
You're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. We're going to jump in to our market update segment here. So definitely have seen some changes. And we were at a market where in July, so I put together this thing, it was a little pandemic project that I had, was to come up with a new metric for our market. And so I played around, I think I may have mentioned this on the show before, but I played around with showings per listing per week, which is a stat that I really love, because I really think that's kind of a heartbeat of the market. But there's a little bit more to it. There's also the supply. How many houses are out there? And then what's the affordability? of those houses. And I worked on a formula and finally came up with one. And I tested it out over 10 years worth of market time to see if the data was coinciding with how the market was reacting. And it seemed to be pretty spot on. It took a couple of adjustments. Yeah. The first formula, it wasn't quite there, but I did get it figured out. And so it's a pretty simple scale. It's a 0 to 10 scale of how is the market, a 0 being a... the zero being a complete buyer's market, mm-hmm. right? Where the buyer's really controlling the negotiation in a sense.
They, Great recession.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes. And then a complete seller's market on the high side at a 10. And so we were at this July a 9.68. So like a very, very strong seller's market. But to show you how quickly and how seasonal our market is, in August we dropped back to an 8.55, and now we're down at a 7.52.
Yeah.
So you can see how our market shifts a little bit as we roll into that fall. And, you know, it's an election year. Surprise, surprise. That's going to play into our market, too.
Yeah, you know,
I know that it tends to get pretty quiet a week or so before the election.
Yeah, people are a little distracted, and you know, rightfully so. You know, it's
yes,
a big thing, and so yeah, that's definitely on the front of mind.
Yeah, so you know, even though we have been in a very strong market, I think we're going to see that market meter scale back into the stable range pretty fast here, as it has been already. So yeah, we're sitting at a 7.52. Let's talk a bit about how we were at where we were. Well, a lot of it was the lack of inventory. We were just completely short on homes for sale. I think everybody was thinking come March that this was not going to be a big year in housing. And so I think a lot of sellers either won because they didn't want to put their home on because of the unknowns with the pandemic and all that, you know, do they want a bunch of people running through your house? No, I'm going to hold off. And then, you know, also that... And then the job loss piece. Okay, a lot of people are being laid off. So where are the home buyers going to come from, right? And it didn't take very long to realize that that wasn't really the case for buyers. And so the listings held back a lot and kept dropping lower and lower and lower, and more people weren't putting their homes on. And by the time maybe some sellers got comfortable with putting their houses on the market, now there weren't any houses for them to go buy.
That you know, gets stagnant when that person can't move into that next property, and you know.
Right. It's been a compounded issue, and so now you get buyer sellers that are just like, okay, well, we do want to put our house on the market, but there's nothing to find. So unless you're using a sale contingency that you're really gonna hold out. It's only been recently that we've started to see that showing activity lighten up a little bit, and now more people are putting their homes on the market.
Yeah.
Not really a surprise. Usually the listings are always behind the buyers.
Yeah.
So a little tip to sellers, whatever you're thinking is a good time of year to sell, just move that up by 2 months, and that's usually when it's a good time to sell. Because what do we say? If you wait until it's green, you're going to miss out on some green, right? And the spring market starts, you know, February, March.
Yeah, it's definitely a longer process to get your house ready for sale versus a buyer getting pre-approved and ready to buy, where it can take a matter of days for a buyer to be ready to go, where it can take weeks and or months to get a home ready to get top value for. So yeah, you want to be prepared.
Yeah, we had a good 3 weeks, 4 weeks running of listing inventory ahead of where it was. I'm sorry, new listings ahead of where they were last year, which, you know, if that can keep up, we did fall back for a week I think a lot to do with the holiday weekend there, though. I think that in the coming weeks, hopefully we see more inventory come on, because we really, it's almost the market needs it to yeah. get itself worked out, so maybe we can have a little bit more normal market, because the appreciation has just been insane. We'll jump into that in just a second. Pending sales, I mean, tracking way ahead. I mean, there was a large drop-off this last week, but overall, I mean, even with the drop-off, it was still ahead by 13%. But yeah, I mean, listing inventory, total inventory is down 31% in comparison to last year. So, I mean, you can just imagine what that does to median sale price. I mean, median...
And demand has not really changed that much. You know, it's the supply that is just...
Yes.
Just dissipated.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean... Last year was a busy year.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we now have median sale price. If we look back at last year, August, 286 was the median sale price. Now it's up to 315. That's a 9.8% appreciation. That's
one
huge.
Year.
Huge.
One year.
That's basically double. Double what the normal average is in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people will say, well, is this going to be a bubble? Is this going to be a burst? Well, it's not going to continue at these paces, so I would not expect appreciation at the rate that we saw this year.
Yeah.
But just type in, you know, home values, United States average or Minnesota average, 100 years or whatever. There really haven't been many drop-offs. There's the seasonal changes. Mm-hmm. But when you look at a 12-month rolling, really the one was the... you know, Great Recession,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then if you go back to the Great Depression, again.
Major economic hardships, you know, nationally, globally, those are the things to worry about where, you know, obviously the recession obviously was based on bad financial lending practices, you know, partially, and where, you know, I think hopefully we've learned something from that, and, you know, I'd hope that, you know, this current market is not... You know, it's not based on that.
No, it's really supply and demand. I mean, you cut 30% of the inventory out of the marketplace. I think you're going to see that. You know, I think just real quick, want to touch on where we see this market going. Well, as I mentioned, there's the election coming up. Mm-hmm. We're going into fall and winter. So, you know, I think there's maybe about a month left for sellers to take advantage of a pretty good marketplace. But as that showings per week per listings drops into the four range, you're coming into a much more stable marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see numbers there within the next 30 days. So, you know, I think so the key is if you're looking to make that sale and get the most that you can for the season. I mean, how's it sell any time of year? I know buyers will ask me the question, when's the right time to buy a home? Well, it's when you find the right home, and that can happen at any time. You put a quality home to inventory, and that's anarchy. Preparation. Take the time to get it ready correctly. I'm saying by mid-October, but if you're really not ready, don't put it on by mid-October.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're going to just slaughter your listing. Wait until it's actually ready and list it when it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the opportunity, that's the key. So, I think our market is going to ease up. We're not going to see the rates of appreciation. It'll make it a little easier for buyers. Well, show always goes quick.
Yeah.
Ben, I want to thank you for coming in again.
Sure.
Check us out online, BricksTwinCities.com. Check out our Facebook page. Lots of great videos. We put out our weekly Bricks Report there as well. Take care. Be safe, everyone. We'll be back real soon.